Back to politics. Labour leader Chris Hipkins says the latest political poll result is a reflection that the government is not delivering the change New Zealanders voted for. Labour has inched back up to 30% in the One News Variant poll. National was down 2 to 36%. ACT is down a point to 7, and New Zealand First would technically be out of Parliament altogether, plummeting to 4%. Meanwhile, Labour, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori would have enough seats on these numbers to form a government. Earlier, I spoke to Labour leader Chris Hipkins. He told me the government made a lot of big promises before the election.
So far, all New Zealanders have seen from them is that they're just finding anyone to blame but themselves for the fact that they're not delivering on those promises. You know, we've got a Minister of Police who said that he'd resign within a year if he hadn't dealt with the increase in violent crime. Well, violent crime is still increasing, and we're not seeing much action from this government in those areas. In terms of issues around the cost of living, there's reason for hope. You know, inflation was trending down under our government, forecast to be back to a more regular levels by the end of this year, and the country is still effectively following that track. The new government can claim none of the credit for that. That was all stuff that was going to happen anyway.
I guess the point is that they would argue, and some may argue, they are, in a sense, burning through some political capital, making hard decisions your government wasn't prepared to make around the size of government spending, the efficiency of spending and delivering, and that is partially the reason why they aren't seeing any gains.
Well, I think New Zealanders can see through a lot of the nonsense that they're talking. You know, the idea that there's been this big explosion in government spending just isn't correct. Actually, the overall public sector workforce, as a share of the overall workforce, hasn't massively exploded. The economy's grown, the population has grown, and government spending has grown accordingly.
Let's talk about Labour then. You're back into the 30s. What do you think you've learnt in this period, in the last 5 months, about what you did wrong in the last term of government, particularly your last year as leader? And what would you be, dumping, not changing, that this government is currently doing?
Well, we also heard the message from New Zealanders at the last election that they want to change, and that means that we also need to change. We won't be rerunning the 2023 election campaign in 2.5 years. We'll be running in the 2026 election campaign, and we'll be offering something different. We will take this time to refocus and re-energise ourselves. You know, there'll be some new ideas, some new commitments that we will make at the next election. But in the meantime, we've also made a commitment. We're not just going to be an opposition that barks at every passing car, although the current government is certainly giving us plenty to object to, where they're offering constructive ideas that have the potential to lead the country forward. We do want to be constructive as an opposition as well.
And have so you got any that come to mind?
Well, the problem is, at the moment, all they're doing so far is cancelling and cutting things that we had previously
Well, let's talk
done.
About Pharmac. But I mean,
it's not a lot new.
Well, surely you wouldn't have a problem with them increasing the funding for Pharmac.
No, in fact, I didn't get asked about it yesterday, but I'm quite happy to say I think the increase in funding for Pharmac is a good thing.
Why was there this fiscal cliff? Because there does seem to have been this issue with Labour having put there was time-limited funding and you hadn't made you made an election promise, but there was this uncertainty that you created.
What we had indicated we were going to do is actually move health onto a different funding cycle so that the health system as a whole was getting a two-year budget allocation, a two-year budget cycle, rather than a one-year budget cycle, and that was due to kick in this year's budget. So there were a number of funding decisions around health that had a time-limited element to them while we shifted the way we funded health, and the Pharmac funding was one of those. So the funding that they got was to tide them over until we moved to a different funding model for the health system, which was due to kick in this year's budget. That was part of the health reforms. Now, of course, I know a lot of that gets lost in translation, but time-limited funding is nothing new. The previous national government did quite a lot of it. We inherited many of these similar issues.
Well, they're saying they're not going to keep doing it, aren't they? They're saying that yesterday at post-cab, the Prime Minister was asked and said it'll be four-year cycles.
Well, I think they already have. You know, they made a childhood immunisation announcement that was funding for, I think, about a year and a half's worth of a child immunisation program that will ultimately be an ongoing program, and they've only funded the first year and a half of it. So their actions and their words don't match. And I think that's actually one of the frustrations Kiwis have with this government, that they talk a big game, they say a lot of words, but what they actually do doesn't always match up with what they say.
All right, that was the Labour leader, Chris Hipkins there. It is now 10 minutes to 8.